This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Reasons I didn't see much last night at the Democratic National Committee virtual convention. I saw a little bit of Elizabeth Warren. She was shouting, and that was enough for me. I saw a little bit of Hillary Clinton, and she looked like she was falling asleep in her couch in New York. Not a lot of energy there. Saw Barack Obama for a little bit. It's all theater for these guys. I mean, I love it that he's at, was he at the Museum of the Declaration of Independence? There's some really cool museums in Philadelphia, and I don't remember which one he was at, but, you know, if I really thought Barack Obama loved that, lived that, I would be gratified, but it's all for show. You know what's missing from this whole thing? So what, we're three nights in now, right?
What, a tour of the chocolate factory? No, what's missing?
What's missing is any connection to why anyone should vote for Joe Biden.
Yep.
It's a bunch of egos that love themselves and are sitting there, you know, bloviating, trying to get somebody to say nice things about him. You know?
Tucker Carlson mentioned the word transference last night. He's like, if we tell you this long enough, you'll start to believe that it's actually true.
Now, I would say, I don't know why, but I have I don't feel that way about Jill Biden. Jill, Dr. Jill. But, you know, that's her husband, obviously, that's running, so that's a little bit different. I don't really feel that about her. Michelle Obama, I think, gives a very good speech. It's very heartfelt, and you know, you can tell it's in. I don't know that she believes any of it, and I worry a lot about, well, ever since she said she was proud of America for the first time when her husband was ahead in the polls, I had a real doubt about what she thought of the United States of America and the genius of the American experiment and the founding fathers. So I, yeah. But the rest, they're a bunch of phonies. Just a bunch of phonies. I don't know. I want your impressions, though. What did you see? What did you hear last night from that? Am I wrong? Are you hearing some sort of, and if you're a Joe Biden fan or a Barack Obama fan or Elizabeth Warren fan, you heard them and thought, gosh, that's great. Please tell me. Maybe I'm just missing it altogether. I don't know. I stand ready, willing, and able to hear a contrarian opinion on the, whatever it is, this effort to launch Joe Biden into political success now till November. So, Kamala Harris, I don't know. She reminds me a little bit of Barack Obama. She has that cockiness. Can I say that? That swagger.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Obama always did. I'll never forget. And nobody will believe this in the audience, but I'll tell you anyway. When Barack Obama was elected, I thought, this is kind of cool. When you look at our nation's history, that we now have a black president, people can say, if you're a racist country, how is it you elected? You know, in other words, I've never believed we were a racist country in my lifetime. Okay? And to see someone that I don't think had a lot of qualifications, but he was elected because he was black, and that's, you know, it's a ceiling broken. So that part of it's kind of cool. And I don't forget who it was. I think it was National Geographic. Did a little special on Barack Obama's first trip on Air Force One. And he hopped on Air Force One in Chicago and flew to Washington to do some of the transitioning. Mm-hmm. And it was basically, here's, you know, when you fly on Air Force One, here's what you have at your disposal. And they're kind of, you know,
yep,
giving him the thing.
Yep.
So National Geographic's filming this. And he hops up the stairs in his cocky kind of like, you know, basketball jog, and he gets to the top of the stairs, and there's a steward there. And the steward happened to be black, but looked like an older gentleman that maybe, yep, probably senior, you know, on the staff there on Air Force One, right?
Right, okay.
And he is like two steps into Air Force One, and a steward says what a steward says, can I get you anything, sir? You know, here's your stateroom, here's your office, here's, you know, can I get you anything? And he says, yeah, make me a burger. And get some wasn't Grey Poupon, but what do you call it? Brown mustard. Get some spicy brown mustard on it. I thought, what a jerk. You're on Air Force One for 10 seconds, and you got to show off and tell this steward you want him to bring you a burger? Imagine that. Imagine, by the way, if George W. Bush or Donald Trump had done that and had been filmed, the outrage that would have come from that.
Oh, well, yeah.
So,
of course.
It's just this he really loves himself. He loves himself. There's very little humility in Barack Obama. People don't like Donald Trump because they don't think he's humble. I'm telling you, he's 20 times humble as Barack Obama. Watch any speech. And then to stand in front of the writing the Constitution, display last night. Really, really. Should we talk about the Constitution? Talk about the 10th Amendment? Should we talk about you did to North Dakota for a year by your absolute shredding of the Constitution?
He's the greatest actor to ever hold the office.
Maybe that's a better way to say it.
And his wife should have won an Emmy for the little splurge she had last night or whatever it was.
Think she comes across more authentic.
Oh, I'm great actress.
Yeah. But again, I come back to the fact I see none of this benefiting Joe Biden. I mean, Joe Biden is the reason they're doing this. Usually at these conventions, it's all about the nominee. And very little of this is about the nominee. There was some decent stuff last night of footage of him with the different people. Of course, it's all filmed because they can't put him in front of anybody live because, you know, he will start doing inappropriate things.
What are the actual, did you see any policy proposals or agenda things that we want to, any plans that they actually want to, you know, complete? And
the hair on my legs.
Oh.
Yeah,
okay.
They.
I don't know if there's any actual.
You rub them and they stand up, you know.
Yeah.
There's that. I don't know why they didn't show that scene. Joe is a lifeguard. It's kind of a life moment. I don't know. Can you find that for me, Kevin?
I can.
I didn't hear that last night. I don't know what the deal is. President Obama said that President Trump is treating the presidency like a reality show. What do you think of that, folks? Is Obama right that it's like a reality show? Tell me what you think. I want to hear from you today on the program. Our telephone number is, Todd, can you do the countdown, and then I'll give the phone number. I don't want to give it before a countdown. Because
in 3, 2, 1. I think Todd's off today.
Oh, that's right, he is. Tuesday wasn't enough this week. He had to go to Thursday. He's just big time.
I'm here for you, though, bro.
He's big time. Okay, 3, 2, 1. He said it. You got your pen?
Yep. 800-228-0550.
800-228-0550. Your reaction to Obama, to Kamala Harris, to Elizabeth Warren, whatever you heard last night. Again, I didn't see it all, so. Texter says, Obama is best described as a punk. As a punk. Okay. There you go. Another texter says, we watched a Bruce Willis Die Hard flick instead. You got to worry about your mental health. You know,
there you go.
Totally understand.
Yeah.
Text me at 701-367-2054. Better do a countdown, Kev.
3, 2, 1.
Here's the number, 701-367-2054. Governor Doug Burgum will join us. Bottom of the hour. Senator John Hoeven next hour and other folks as well, including Dr. Todd Schaefer from Sanford Health. Back to school times here. Parents, what should you do in preparation? We'll ask Dr. Todd coming up on the program. John in Washburn, did you watch last night? Can you enlighten us?
Didn't watch. I couldn't stomach it. But I came across an interesting article here that one of the speakers was Donna Hylton, Hylton, 55-year-old Jamaican woman. She was convicted for the kidnapping, rape, torture, and murder of a 62-year-old Long Island real estate broker in 1986. I've got an article here with, they really did a 3-week torture session, starvation, beatings, burnings, and various forms of sexual torture leading to gruesome murder. And she got out of prison after 26 years and found work as a Democrat activist, it's just incredible. They had this woman speak.
Wow.
It's mind-numbing. I've got an article here. I don't know. It's kind of early in the day to start off with the gruesome details, but this is, you know, this is your Democrat Party today.
Well, look at Black Lives Matter. Look at what they've done in the way of standing aside of people who are harming our police, who are trying to defund our police. You know, I mean, that speaks volumes, too, so I guess it doesn't totally surprise me. I'm curious, though, John, Joe Biden thought about your concern.
Joe Biden?
Yeah. Let's see if we can find out.
I would recommend he try to sniff her hair.
You know, the rapidly rising...
Joe, what he was talking about.
I can't hear him. You've got to shush now. Play it again so we can hear Joe. You're talking over him.
You know, the rapidly rising...
You know, the rapidly rising so out of time?
Yeah.
He didn't have a real coherent answer to...
Not so much.
John's concern. Got it. And, John, good advice. He recommended that he not sniff her hair because of given that police record, that should end up harming him. Yeah. Good point, John. Thank you. 800-228-0550. More coming up on What's on Your Mind.
North Dakota is building stronger communities by uniting landowners and county officials and supporting more wind power for the prairie. 29 counties are seeing wind energy enhance their schools, roads, and emergency response teams. Landowners support harnessing wind to provide consistent income for 25 years. Together, we can build a better tomorrow with good jobs and stronger communities and keep our electricity rates among the lowest in the country. Paid for by North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions.
A trusted energy partner, a leader in the Bakken. That's Hess. A global independent energy company leading the way in oil and gas exploration and production in North Dakota. Working with suppliers, landowners, communities, applying new approaches and innovative technologies for operating safely and efficiently and protecting the environment. Hess. Working hard to make a positive impact on the lives they touch. Hi, Scott Hannon here. Are you frustrated with your financial advisor because you feel there's nobody there to take your call? Are they on summer hours? Is their entire office still closed because of COVID-19? Call the team at Collins & Kronk, where they keep normal business hours for your convenience, not theirs. At Collins & Kronk, located in Fargo, they're open and ready to meet with you. Call Collins & Kronk today, 701-235-0119. Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member of FINRA, SIPC. Collins & Kronk is not a broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services.
Got dips in your sidewalk? Driveway sinking? The drastic change in weather can take a real toll on your concrete. At Precision Concrete Cutters, Ramjack North, we've got a solution. Polyjacking. Similar to mud jacking. Polyjacking requires smaller holes and does not retain moisture, meaning less heaving and quicker dry time, with longer lasting results.
Polyjacking, the practical solution to concrete replacement. To learn more, go to ramjacknorth.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Don't get me wrong, I like a bobber on the water, hooking up and reeling, man.
Who was it that said that Todd was putting his feet up, taking a day off today? He's at Phil the Bus. He's doing that.
Yeah, they got a good cause going.
Time honored tradition of filling the bus today, and we're going to check in with him in a little bit too. So stay tuned for that. Are you hungry today? How could you not be when you hear that beef tips are the special of the day at PetroServe USA? Beef tips, home cooking, grab and go convenience. 12th Avenue Fargo location has beef tips. Beef stroganoff, West Main Avenue West Fargo. Meatloaf dinner in Harwood. Pulled pork and French dip sandwich in Valley City. Go to Mandan for that awesome chicken. Many of their locations, about all the locations, have the 4 for $4 deal. The pizza, the two cookies, and the 20-ounce popper coffee. $4 items, $4. PetroServe USA, tell them Scott sent you. All right, we have a lot of text commentary rolling in here, and I welcome others as well. At 701-258-0550, 701-258-0550. There's nothing more phony than a Democrat making a speech with the Constitution, Bill of Rights, or the American flag as a backdrop, says one listener.
Come on, man.
That's the best. That's the best. If I was Donald Trump, I'd do an ad with everybody talking about, you know, oh, he's so kind, he's so gentle. They're trying to portray Biden as this, you know, grandfatherly fellow to Trump's meanness. And then you got him going, come on, man, what are you, a junkie?
Yeah, exactly.
What but a Democratic presidential candidate gets the by with saying to a black person that you disagree with, what are you, a junkie?
If I was Trump, this would be the only clip I'd put in a
campaign. Turn this primary from a campaign that's about negative attacks into one about what we're for, because we cannot get reelect. We cannot win this reelection. Excuse me, we can only reelect Donald Trump.
Just say, I'd probably run that one. You'd be good.
Go ahead and elect Donald Trump. By the way, Steve Bannon has been arrested, evidently along with three other individuals, on a fundraising scheme related to We Build the Wall. Remember that project, Ryan Colfage?
Yeah.
Wounded veteran. And Steve Bannon led that effort. A couple other individuals involved. And they're now claiming a fundraising scheme and that Bannon personally benefited from this. I'm a little skeptical for the following reason. The charges came from the Southern District of New York.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, and of course, that's the group of folks that are trying to get Trump's tax returns and trying to, you know, they're a little rogue there. So I don't know. Don't know whether there's anything there. If Tommy Fisher, you remember, built that wall. Down there, contributing himself mightily, but there were some funds from We Build the Wall for that. That was where people actually donated for the wall.
That was in El Paso, right?
It was.
Section right, yep, right up
yeah.
The hill there, yep.
Yeah. It wasn't actually in El Paso, but it was right at El Paso,
yep.
Right at the little triangle there, Arizona and Texas. I'm trying to remember the city in Arizona. It doesn't matter. But you flew into El Paso, yeah. Texter says, Scott, that fool has been an arrogant hind end since the beginning. I cannot watch. I tried, but I get so upset that I get sick. No reality show for Trump, but a dog and pony show for the Democrats, scraping the bottom of the barrel for speakers. There's some stories out there. Politico is reporting that there's a rift between the Biden camp and the Obama camp. What did I predict on this program, ladies and gentlemen? We heard reports, and when you hear reports, that means they're leaked, and it's out for a reason, right? It's not an accident when you hear, hey, there's a report about such and such. There's a report about such. Well, the report was the Obamas, Barack and Michelle, had gone to the Bidens and said, if you pick Susan Rice for your running mate, we'll clear our schedules. We'll do nothing but between now and Election Day and vote for you. And, of course, what happened? They picked Kamala Harris.
What does that tell you?
So now the Obamas are mad.
Yeah.
And there's a story in Politico about all this. That you can kind of just smell the whole infighting, can't you?
The whole
thing, it just feels very...
Well, what was the motivation with Susan Rice? And what?
Well,
you know,
because the Obamas would have a third term.
Exactly.
Yeah. I mean, that was purely selfish. That's what they wanted. Yeah, it's a little crazy. All right, I have a bunch of texts here. I loved every minute of Obama, Kamala, and Elizabeth Warren. I thought they were right on point. I don't know how you miss the reasons why you should vote for Biden. Let me review. Honesty, experience, empathy, and most importantly, intelligence. Well, let me stop there for a second and respond to the text. How do you know someone's honest? You're talking about Barack Obama and honesty. Barack Obama authorized a federal investigation into Donald Trump as a presidential candidate. They paid with his campaign funds and the DNC and Hillary's money to a firm to go put together a dossier that was full of lies and that was then used for a FISA court application. So they could say that Russia is trying to influence the election under that guise. When exactly the opposite was happening, Barack Obama was. How's that honest? Experience. What kind of experience? Barack Obama has 8 years of the presidency under his belt. What do we have to show for it? What got better under Barack Obama's 8 years? Race relations didn't. They got worse. Go figure. The economy didn't. Isn't it worst recovery in the history of post-recession recoveries? Empathy, I don't know where your empathy meter is. Where do you, how do you know somebody has empathy? If they're really good at acting, you can think they have empathy, but do they? Intelligence? Woo! These are all things our current president does not have. Lastly, your hypocrisy is unbelievable. Calling Obama cocky, look at what's in office now. Well, Obama was cocky. I think Trump's confident. I wouldn't call it cocky. And he's certainly humble in one-on-one settings, much more so than Obama. I know that many people that have worked for the guy. Todd Mitchell is doing something more fun today than analyzing what happened in last night's DNC convention. He is filling the bus. Is it full yet, Todd, or is it getting close?
You know, I'm thinking cleaning the average restroom would be a funner project than watching this. Did I say that all
true.
Time?
Yeah, that's a good point. Fill the bus is fun, though. It is fun. That is
it is fun. We're getting school supplies for the kids. You know, they're heading back actually in Mandan today, and then you know, everybody else is kind of tailing along not too far afterward. Not all the kids are going to have everything they need. We started doing this 23 years ago. I say this because I was at the first one. And it's been growing every year. I'm at the Red Carpet Car Wash in North Bismarck on Century. We've got one down south as well. Our own Jesse Rosbett out there on Century and, or on Washington and Expressway. The school bus is each one until 6 o'clock tonight for getting school supplies for kids. If you can't head out or you're going to be too far away or whatever, you'd still like to donate. BPSFoundation.com and just look for Phil the Bus. You can donate online as well. And then we turn any of the cash donations into the supplies that we're short of and need more of. And,
love it. Love it. Red Carpet Car Wash, south and north. Go check them out today, folks. More later.
It's time to visit your Northern Region New Holland dealer to see the latest over 100 horsepower tractors from New Holland. These leading edge EcoBlue high ESCR engine technology for increased power, torque, and fuel efficiency, as well as Tier 4B emissions compliance. It's New Holland Smart. Choose from T7, Genesis T8, and T9 series tractors up to 620 rated horsepower. Explore the power of blue today at your local Northern Region New Holland dealer.
All this talk about defunding and disbanding our police departments is crazy. Crime is way up already. Abolishing the police would be an invitation to criminals to take over our streets. We can't let that happen.
85% of Minnesotans say they support their local police. If you agree, go to supportmnpolice.com to make your voice heard. That's supportmnpolice.com, brought to you by Center of the American Experiment.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump, an especially frequent target in the remarks delivered at last night's edition of the Democratic National Convention. Night three did see the vice presidential nominee Kamala Harris give an acceptance speech. There was also an address from President Trump's predecessor in the Oval Office.
For close to 4 years now, he has shown no interest in putting in the work, no interest in finding common ground. No interest in using the awesome power of his office to help anyone but himself and his friends.
And the president's defeated rival in 2016 also spoke.
I wish Donald Trump knew how to be a president because America needs a president right now.
The nominee, Joe Biden, will give an address tonight to wrap up the convention as he accepts the nomination. This is USA Radio News.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your four-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You hear that knock at the door? That could be the folks from the census team saying, we need to know how many people live here. Can you help us out? Can you do this? Well, there's a better way. That's not wait for this. They knock six times. Did you know that? They'll come six times to try and get the answer. If they don't get the answer in that amount of time, then they go to your neighbor. But if you go online and answer the questionnaire, they don't come. Now, some people say, well, I'm concerned about it, Scott. I don't know. I don't want to give them all that information. Here's why it's important. So I'm going to make something up. There's a $10 million grant coming out to make streets better in your community. And what they do in Washington, D.C., when a grant like that comes out, they dole it out per capita. They say, all right, how many people spread it out? So if you are not counted, if you will, in your community, then there's less dollars into that community. And guess what? You pay higher taxes. So that's why this matters. That's why this is so important. And that's why we want to make sure that you know that that knock is important. And if you don't want to do the knock, again, there's other ways. So I hope that helps. We aim to please here at What's on Your Mind. Is the governor? I don't know if the governor's calling you, Kevin, or you, Daniel. But wherever he's calling you, just let me know. So to reiterate, Todd, the radio god Mitchell, is filling the bus today. Mandan. How about a shout-out to Mandan? They're starting school today. There you go. We inch towards normal.
Today? Wow, that's early.
They're starting today. I think they're first, I think they're first in the state. So, a way to go. Some kids, sadly, get off that bus, walk into the school without the basic school supplies they need. Now, remember when you were a kid? I'm telling you, down to the tennis shoes. I did not want to have a lesser than brand of tennis shoes, lest I feel inadequate. You remember that?
Oh, big time.
It's just like nothing you feel today. Here I am at 55 and, you know, you, of course, there's nothing where I say, they've got that, so I want this. I could care less. I have what I have. I have what I need. I don't. Boy, there, you felt this immense pressure. You know? Immense pressure. Anyway, that's why they're doing what they're doing today. The red carpet car wash south and also the one at Washington Expressway till 6 tonight. And cash donations, they'll go do the buying for you. Otherwise, you can drop off the supplies, whatever's easier for you. They're going to result in kids needing supplies, getting them. So that's, I think, darn cool.
I remember getting back to school the fall that the white Nikes with the red swoosh came out. Remember the Forrest Gump Nikes, the original Cortez, leather Cortez?
Yeah.
I went with lime green Adidas and came home and told my dad I had to have new tennis shoes. He said, you just got an attendant. I said, yeah, but they're not those. I need to get those.
Yeah. Somebody sent me a meme that I'm going to put up, which is a good summary of the Democratic National Convention. It's really all you need. It'll save us having to talk about it anymore today on the program. Lots of texts we'll get to you. Calls as well. Welcome on the program. Governor Doug Burgum is here. Governor, how are you?
I'm great, Scott. Good morning. How are you?
Doing well. Thank you very much. A lot of ground to cover today here, so I want to get to it. But I want to start with this economic resiliency grant. I don't know that it's got a lot of attention statewide, but it's obviously getting enough attention that there's been a lot of applications and a lot of rush, and the Department of Commerce is doing like an incredible amount of work in a short period of time to take applications for millions of dollars of grants. But talk about your ultimate goal for this economic resiliency grant. I know it isn't to write checks. It's for those checks to do something in those businesses and ultimately do what?
Well, we should just start out at first on sort of where the money is coming from, because as we know, we got into COVID. The federal government gave grants to each state. North Dakota received a $1.25 billion coronavirus relief fund grant, and that money has got certain criteria. It has to be used between March 1st and December 31st of this year. It has to do things that are completely related to COVID, and it has to be things that were not in the budget of the state or local political subdivisions prior to this. And one of the things that we know is we're trying to, save lives and livelihoods. We've got to restore consumer confidence, get people comfortable that they can get back, whether it's to a retail store, a bar, a restaurant, their chiropractor, to school, to wherever it might be. And one way we do that is to make sure that we've got the right kind of infection control things. And there's simple things that a lot of businesses may not have invested in, whether that's touchless faucets better outdoor dining and better infection control in the kitchens or bars or wherever they do. So we put together through our Commerce Department a very unique and specific to North Dakota grant program that was approved by the Emergency Commission and the Budget Section. The applications opened up last Wednesday, and 2,500 businesses from over 280 communities in North Dakota have already applied for these grants. It's up to $50,000. Again, it's not a loan, it's a grant. It has to be qualified for the right kind of things that can make that happen. But, have had a number, we have 40 people that we've got on board in positions that are helping to be dedicated reviewers to work through to make sure that these applications fit both the federal and state guidelines. Application window is still open till August 28th for the first round of funding, and again, up to $50,000 per eligible business. And people can find out more through ndresponse.gov, but credit to Michelle Comer and her whole team over at the Commerce. They've worked day and night. Normally a program like this might take 6 months to deliver the website, all that. They got this thing done in about 4 weeks so we can get the dollars out to help businesses in North Dakota.
And, there's a lot of reasons why, and we could go through, actual concern over the virus to media coverage of the virus to, whatever it is. But the point is, if you talk to about any business, I don't know that I've talked to anybody that doesn't have a problem trying to attract, their normal customers back, the amount of business back. Like, even with the restaurants being short of capacity because of the guidelines, there's restaurants that still don't have people back. So it takes an all hands on deck, understanding getting people comfortable with coming back into businesses, doesn't it?
Absolutely, it does. You're spot on there, Scott. And I think, again, one of the ways that, these kind of changes that people can make, probably are going to be great for building customer confidence, anytime. I mean, or improvements to your business that are going to help you when COVID's a distant memory. So I would encourage businesses to think about this or contact, again, go out and learn more. There's a set of information out there at ndresponse.gov, but, don't miss this opportunity because there is a limited amount of funds, not unlimited. And, again, the grant round closes August 28th.
I want to talk a little bit about post-COVID. We don't know when that'll come, but certainly a virus or, a vaccine, and therapies and you probably can see that amount of push for this right now worldwide is phenomenal, and dollars being dedicated to it. So we're going to get there, right, where this becomes okay. We're done. Now what? What do you, from a big picture standpoint, do you think that's going to look like in North Dakota? I mean, we're going to have a big job building back. Are we going to be about where we were? Are we going to have new opportunity in that? What do you see?
Well, I actually know that there's going to be a time when we, we're going to be past it. There will be a post-COVID time frame, and hopefully it'll come sooner than later. The world, and to go back to the best comparison, the flu epidemic of 1918 went on for a good year or so. But the next decade was the Roaring Twenties. I mean, incredible growth in our country during the next decade. So I know that we're going to get past this. I think the bigger issues are some of the ones that are facing the presidential election this fall, which is, is our country headed, more towards, capitalism and freedom and free markets and competition? Or are we going to head more towards, socialism, which we know doesn't work? And then also the debate on energy. I mean, we've got a very stark choice coming up this fall for voters, because we've, finally gotten a spot where we've achieved not just energy independence, but energy dominance. I mean, the Department of Energy created the 1970s. If you go back in their charter at federal level, it was to, finally achieve energy independence for the country. We have that, and now we're, now we've got a choice between two administrations, one of which basically wants to put the energy business in North Dakota out of business, whether it's the production or the transportation of energy. And, we're finally in a spot where we can, sell energy to our friends and allies versus buy it from our enemies. That's the biggest geopolitical shift in my lifetime, for sure. And huge impact in terms of bringing manufacturing jobs back to the United States when you've got low energy prices. And so I think that, unfortunately, the pandemic is, overshadowing these really important stark choices for what direction our country's going. And so when you say, what's the future hold post-COVID, it's really kind of, we're going to have more. COVID is here and it'll go, but what's really going to make a difference is what direction our country's headed.
So you'll answer that question in November, in other words, because it's going to be a big factor. There's no doubt about that. Let's talk a little bit about value added has had a great history in North Dakota. You go back and look at all the things we figured out, ways to add value to something and then find markets for it. And I hear a lot of discussion right now, for instance, in the power generation world. How do we get more power line, so we can send more power? Grow the pie. Make the pie bigger. And anything that we can, grow or make in North Dakota, add value to it and find markets for it. So let's start on the energy front. Where do you see a value added, given the current position and also the uncertainty of what's coming in November, where North Dakota can win there?
Well, Scott, you've been great in being a part of convening and holding these conversations and helping bring together people to talk about this. But I want to give a shout out to Lieutenant Governor Brent Sanford, who during this entire COVID thing has been really focused on all aspects of value added, whether it's value added ag, with the, soybean crush plants that tie into the renewable, diesel retrofit that's going on in Dickinson. I mean, we've got opportunities for energy and ag to work together like never before. Exciting things are happening on, ethane, separating the ethane stream out, using that to power, create electricity, but that also creates the basis for where we've been trying to go with petrochem in North Dakota. And petrochem in North Dakota could be $10 to $12 billion of investment, over time. That helps us on fertilizer. It helps us on all kinds of advanced materials for.
Did you say 10 to 12 billion?
Billion, 10 to 12 billion. If we can attract petrochem to North Dakota, that's what the capital investment would be.
In petrochem alone, wow! Hang on, we'll continue on the other side of the break with Governor Doug Burgum today on What's on Your Mind. Don't go away. Jim, the flagpole guy, is here. Just told me a great story about when people call him, how they talk about the flag. The flag is what they're listening to, and the flag is what they want to fly. You've got a great bond with our listeners, don't you?
Oh, sure, Scott. It's not just any flag. It's the flag you represent.
It's standing up for freedom.
That's what makes America great, is freedom of the individual.
Show that you stand up for the American dream by flying that flag. Call Jim, 701-571-FLAG, or online at ndflagpoleguy.com.
And thank you.
Hi, this is Andy Murdock with Piper's Auctioneers, inviting you to any one of these exceptional upcoming live and online fall equipment auctions, including retirement auctions with exceptional lines of quad tracks, Case and John Deere tractors, seeding and harvest equipment, with antique tractors and livestock equipment in Tolna, Lankin, Steele, Hazleton, and Bowman, North Dakota, Baker and Dagmar, Montana, and Ada, Minnesota. For full inventory and online bidding on dozens of land and equipment auctions throughout the Upper Midwest, log on to Pipers.com.
Not the pizza guy. Not your package either. We're going door-to-door, counting the 150,000-plus North Dakota houses that haven't completed the 2020 census. If we miss counting even 10% of those unresponsive households, North Dakota could lose $725 million in funding for education, health care, and families in need. If you don't answer, we'll have to ask your neighbors, and no one wants their neighbors speaking for them. Answer online now at my2020census.gov or answer the door.
Got an oil field truck? Need it clean? ND Truck Wash. Got a hopper? Need it washed out? ND Truck Wash. Got an aluminum tank? You want it like new, clean? ND Truck Wash. They're open 7 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Call 701-628-1550. Get a reservation. You'll wait less than 10 minutes to get in and get her done. 701-628-1550. Right behind Pinnacle, Bakken Central, Highway 2, Stanley, North Dakota. ND Truck Wash. Tell them Scott sent you.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Attention radio listeners, have you ever wanted to be independent of the utility companies and actually generate your own supply of off-grid electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. Here's why. A limited number of solar-powered backup generators are back in stock and now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently, secretly, in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, even keep food from spoiling. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more. That's MySolarBackup.com. Supplies are still limited and are available on a first-come, first-served basis only. MySolarBackup.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Dakota's building stronger communities by uniting landowners and county officials and supporting more wind power for the prairie. 29 counties seeing wind energy enhance their schools, roads, and energy emergency response teams, rather. Landowners supporting harnessing wind because it provides consistent income for them for 25 years and together helps build a better tomorrow with good jobs and stronger communities, keeping electricity rates among the lowest in the country. A message from North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions. Todd, the radio god Mitchell, is today at Red Carpet Car Wash South in Bismarck, and also at the Red Carpet Car Wash at Washington Expressway in Bismarck today. It is that time-honored tradition of filling the bus with school supplies for kids heading back to school. Mandan today. Stop by until 6 tonight. Cash donations will go into school supplies that they'll purchase for the kids, too. So check all that out. We'll check with Todd a little later on in the program. More of our conversation now with Governor Doug Burgum today on the program. What's on your mind? So, You were going through a list, and one of them was obviously one that caught my attention because I don't know that I'd heard that number of potential investment from, the petrochem industry. That being 10 to 12 billion. What will unearth that? Is it going to, is it something to do with gas prices? I know obviously the attraction of the gas and the flooring and the availability has got to be a highlight, but is it the dollars to get that, you know, the price of gas in order to get those projects to pencil out, or what's the trigger there?
Well, petrochem's really a global, it's a global market. And so the big players in this would be the, you know, the Shells and the DuPonts and the others. They'll make a decision somewhere in the world, might be South America, might be Asia, might be Europe, might be North America. They'll make a decision every 2 or 3 years about where the next plant's going to go, because the growth in demand for petrochem products, which again, these, you know, materials that can be developed, you know, from energy, whether they're advanced, you know, lightweight materials for transportation or other stuff. I mean, think of this as, you know, sort of the advanced plastics industry, if you will. This material kind of grows with what the global economy goes. So when we have, you know, COVID, we have demand destruction, and the global economy slows down, those investments slow down. But when the economy picks up again, there's going to be one or two of these plants built somewhere in the world. And when they're making a decision, one of the number one decision factors is there enough natural gas, and can we get the natural gas at a low enough price? And specifically, they're looking for ethane, and the gas in North Dakota has got a high ethane content. And we've got a lot of gas here. We know that it's a byproduct to our very successful oil industry here. And so if we can take that byproduct and turn it into a value added element, then you've got a situation where, again, you can be, you know, shipping, you know, products out of here on rail versus on pipeline, the, you know, value added products using up that gas that in some cases, has a cost to our oil producers as opposed to a revenue source. And so we can take something that's extra, turn it into a revenue source, add value through processing, create, you know, thousands of jobs. I mean, it could be incredible for North Dakota. We had a chance last year with the legislative leaders who up on tour, you know, the complex up northeast of Edmonton in the Canadian oil fields up there. And you're talking about, it's just unbelievable. I mean, there's like 75 plus companies that, you know, spin off of a large investment like that off of petrochem, all the other auxiliary services. And you're looking at the, you know, the schools and the fire stations and the communities that have grown up in the last 30 years around that, all intermixed with agriculture in between some of these plants. You got cattle grazing. So it was a beautiful thing to see what could be the potential here in North Dakota because of the incredible natural resources we have.
Texter says, for the governor, I was very disappointed listening to the news conference yesterday when the woman presented about the quarantine and isolation length, said that 24 days isn't a long time to have to isolate and quarantine. That shows how detached the administration has gotten from the people who elected them. When is the governor going to start listening to the people who elected them and not the supposed experts who seem to be wrong more than they are right?
Well, Department of Health, the presenter yesterday talking, refreshing the rules about quarantine. That is a narrow scenario where you end up having someone who gets exposed to a close contact and then also becomes themselves infected. So you're sort of piling, you know, quarantine on top of isolation. So that was listed as an example. That's a very rare thing that would happen. I think the key message that we're trying to deliver that is that, you know, if we want to get back to quote normal and we want schools and bars and football games and everything happening the way we had before, we've got to stop and slow the spread of this thing. And one way you do that is make sure that if you are someone who is sick, that you stay away from other people. And so, again, that was her message, was really focused on those people who are either they are positive, what they should do to stop the spread, or people that are in close contact or living in the same household as somebody who's positive.
I only have about a half a minute left, but I do want to give you a chance to explain the vaccine beta, the testing. A lot of people are concerned about it. They say, you know, hey, is Bill Gates asking the governor to do this? They're very leery of it. What would you tell them?
Well, there was a lot of confusion, but let's even straighten that out right now, which is, you know, the vaccine has been a huge priority, the Trump administration, and we support the president and the administration. This is one way to get our country going again, is to have a vaccine that works.
The, if you want to call it the Manhattan Project of vaccines, Warp Speed, the federal government has spent over $10 billion. They're going to get something done in 6 months that normally takes 6 years. So again, another, you know, miracle of the, of science and the Trump administration working together, where North Dakota was selected as one of four states to be a pilot project for planning the distribution, not a vaccine trial.
Yeah, hold that thought, Governor, if you would. Folks, more coming up on What's on Your Mind. Don't go away. So it looks like the summer of 2020 might be just a bit different than we thought, right? Well, head on in to see Vince at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too, to make something better out of it. Every day made better, like Hot Spring Spas. Like all the fun they have, the game tables, and guess what? The saunas. More and more research out about saunas and how healthy they are for you. Kill everything bad. Get in that sauna. Just clear your head. And you know what? With everything canceled this year, what a perfect summer to own your very own splash super pool. It's made in the USA. It's very easy to own. You'll have it for many years to come. The best swimming pool made. Sets up in less than an hour. Your very own swimming pool can be yours for as little as $90 a month or take advantage of 12 months, no interest, no payments. Take one home today. Swim tomorrow. Make your home the place to be this summer with this splash pool. From Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2 in Fargo, Bismarck, and Grand Forks. Online at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. Tell them Scott sent you.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.